Okay, and these are all the not safe for work questions. I got a lot of questions about my kinks and what are my favorite kinks and fetishes and all that kind of stuff. So first things first, any tips for getting into BDSM kink? If you're talking about audios, just listen to them. But I assume you're talking about in real life. And if you are, so there are a lot of different local communities that are BDSM based. It just really depends on your preference. I got involved in my local chapter of Little Scouts, which are a lot of age players and just, daddy dom, mommy dom, little girl, little boy kind of things. Of course, that is not set all, like, normally we just, like, get together and hang out and, just do, like, coloring and all that kind of stuff. We're just, being littles. And there's absolutely nothing sexual to it at all. Which is lots of stigma. Like, there's the sexual portion of it, and then there's not. And a lot of us are just we don't do the sexual. But yeah, just get involved in your local community, and like the best way to do that is to go on like FetLife and stuff like that, and do like just find local people, and I'm sure you can find like a community leader of like the leather community or anything like that. And just as always, do your research. Like, research everything. Yeah, research is the best thing you can do, honestly. But yeah, just get in contact with like your local community leaders. And that'll help a lot too. 'Cause they. Like, I don't know how, like, most other places do, but, like, my local community, we do, like, kink classes, like, how to properly do ropes, primal play, all that kind of stuff, and just, like, different classes, and, like, how to practice safe kink, that kind of thing, top five fetishes, slash, what are your favorite kinks, and whoever said that I love your work, thank you so much. Y'all are awesome. I don't know if I have like a top five, just because I love every single thing that I do. There are a lot that I do more than anything else, but like I have a lot of fetishes and kinks. Let me see. Okay, so the stuff that I do the most is like primal play, which I'm a switch, by the way. So for primal play, I am both the predator and the prey. So I will stalk and also be stalked. So it's fucking great. But yeah, I do primal play. I also do. Yeah, I do primal a lot. I do CGL, like caregiver. I'm caregiver a little, and which is the non-kink part. And then I do MD, LB, which is mommy dom little boy. I don't do that as often, but I still do it like a good bit. I don't really do anything sexual, honestly, but it just depends on that one. Ooh, excuse me. What else do I do? I do a lot of knife play. And a lot of rope play. As far as rope play goes, I usually am the rope bunny rather than the rigger. I mean, I can rig. I j am just not great at it. Like I can tie knots like nobody's business, but I end up tying like Boy Scout kind of knots. And those are not conducive to like, being comfortable. So, I just leave it to like my partner to do the rigging. And that's usually the one thing that I'm like truly a sub in. Let's see, what else? But yeah, I do a lot of primal knife play. That kind of thing. I love impact play. Like, beat my ass and let me beat yours. Just, all of our asses. Let's get them red. Lots of impact toys for that. As far as like fetishes go, I love blood. Big sanguophile. I also am very, very obsessed with somnophilia. I just fucking someone while they're sleeping is just fascinating to me. I don't know if that's like weird or anything, but yeah. I know it's illegal in Canada. That's all I know. But like for that, of course, like I want like active consent with like a partner that, that could be a thing. Yeah, blood, sleep fucking, biting, like any kind of like primal like thing, like biting and scratching and like just growling. Oh, fuck yes. Like, I'm actively trying to learn how to like growl better because I sound like a small puppy whenever I growl, and it's just it's not good. But I want to have like that guttural, like attractive growl, and eventually it'll happen. What else? Yeah. I don't know what else. I don't know, my brain's kind of stupid sometimes, and I don't remember things until like later. So, yeah. I'm just gonna say what's at the top of my head, which are those for sure. But basically, I will not knock it till I try it. Which, speaking of that, somebody asked, do you enjoy anal? So, I do like anal. Specifically, I love it more when I am performing it on like my kink partner. Just because I've had a bad experience with anal. It's not that I won't do it again, it's just that it's been a while. which is a funny story. So the very first and last time I had anal with someone, basically what happened. So I was performing it on the guy, and so I had done some research, so I like knew what I was doing, and I don't think I ended up communicating any of my research to him. And it was his first time as well, so he didn't know what he was doing. And I, for the life of me, just did not communicate anything to him. I was just like, yeah, let's just do it. So he had a good experience because like I figured out, the best way to do it for him. So like he was fine. And Yeah. But I did not fare so well. He had a relatively large dick. It wasn't like super girthy or anything. It was just really long. But it was definitely thicker than my butthole. So he went in and just fucked me up. I didn't enjoy it. It just happened a lot. And then like as he was coming out, he ripped things. So long story short, I had to go to the hospital. And funny story about that, going to the emergency room, I remembered that my mom worked in the emergency room and she was on duty that night. So that was awkward having to explain to my mom that my asshole was ripped. Yeah, I have the best luck, right? It's like my only sexual thing that I had to go to the emergency room for. So hopefully I don't have to ever do that again because that was awkward as shit. And some of the people my mom worked with there are still there. And will recognize me. And I don't feel like having that get back to my parents. Yeah. I just distracted myself with that. Lord. And then, are you a dom or a sub? Like I said, I'm switch. I am a switch. Excuse me. If I do lean more, like between those, I am definitely a dom. But even though I am a dom, I am baby. So, I like to be sub occasionally. And like, even if you're like a true dom, like there are times where you just don't want to be in control. And that's okay. It is perfectly normal. You do not have to be in control 24/7, okay? Just let your sub take care of you. You'll be fine. Cool. I think I answered all of them. But yeah. So like I have a lot of kinks, but the ones I covered so far, those are like my main ones. I have a lot more like weird kinks, I guess, too. So I'm into primal play, but the way I do primal play sometimes depends on my partner, and if said partner is also a furry, because yes, I am a furry, please don't be like weird about that, please. Shit, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, don't be weird about that, please. If they're okay with it, then like, we'll like full on role play while we're primal playing. God damn it, words. Yeah, and that's always really, really extra fun. What else do I want to talk about? I don't know. But I am gonna go ahead And since this is the not safe for work part of this, I am going to give you guys a treat.
But yeah, I will give y'all a treat and turn this into a kind of ramble fap because y'all deserve it. Y'all have been patient. And I also just feel like masturbating because I started thinking about all my kinks. So, yeah, so here you go. I hope you enjoy it, you little fucking degenerates. And plus, I have not masturbated in like a week. And like, I fucking need it. So, here you go. Oh, yeah, that's it. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, yes. God, it's felt like fuck. It's been forever. It fucking sucks whenever you have depression and you just don't want to do it. And then you also have a roommate who decides to have house guests over and tells you not to be loud. And so, there we go. And like, fuck. It was so long. Fucking house guest was over for a goddamn week. And I couldn't record anything. Oh, it was fucking terrible. I hated it. I missed you. I missed doing this for you. Just you listening to this just makes it so much better. Fuck. All you naughty people just wanted to be anonymous and ask me anonymous questions. So shy, aren't you? It's okay. I don't bite hard, at least. Unless you want that, because then I can definitely bite hard. I wish it was your fucking face. Right here on my pussy. Sucking on my clit. Fucking grip my hand in your hair and just hold you there. And grind on your tongue and cover your face in my juices. Fuck. Ride your fucking face so much. Just crush your head between my thighs. Oh, fuck. And then once I'd come all over your face, I'd crawl down your body and return the favor. And just suck and lick and just tease every single bit of that glorious fucking. Everything. Right there. You fucking suck that clit. Yes. I just want to ride your face, baby. I'd tease you. I'd fucking start fucking you. I'd fuck you so good. Just fucking ride you and fuck you, making you feel so fucking good, just like you made me. Guess it's only fair. Fuck it. Oh goddamn. Oh goddamn. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh. Fuck. Yes. 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 I'm almost there. Almost. Harder, harder, baby, harder. God, fuck. Yeah. Oh. sandwich. That was good. Oh, fuck. Okay, babes. I hope you enjoyed that. Y'all have an amazing day. Love you. Okay. Bye, babes. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much for your questions. Okay, bye.